When politicians are confronted with polls showing they're behind in a race, they usually say the same thing. The only poll that matters is the one on election day. It turns out they may actually be right. At last month's midterm vote showed, the accuracy of pre-election polls can vary widely. In fact, polls in several state races turned out to be just plain wrong. NPR's Andy Bowers reports on a growing problem for pollsters. Many Americans no longer want to talk to them on the telephone.
The scenes weren't quite as dramatic as a victorious Harry Truman holding up the mistaken newspaper headline, "Dewey defeats Truman," but there were several victory speeches on November 5th that, according to the polls, should have been concessions. Take Republican Sonny Perdue. The polls showed him losing badly in the Georgia governor's race, but he won.
You have stunned not only me, you've stunned Georgia, you've stunned the nation tonight.
Why didn't many pollsters see upsets like this coming? There's no single answer. Reasons range from polling technique to how questions are worded to when the poll was taken to the fact that some pollsters are more careful than others. But you also may be part of the problem. Do you avoid or hang up on phone solicitors when they call during dinner? Don't feel guilty, but you may be warping the results of a crucial political poll.
The percentage of people who just outright refuse is approaching 50%. Those are people who just hang up on you when you call.
Gordon Black, the chairman and CEO of Harris Interactive, has been a pollster since the 1960s, and he's seen a marked change in telephone behavior over the years.
If you look at a poll today by telephone, you're lucky if you can get 20 households out of 100 surveyed, contrasted with about 65 out of 100 30 years ago.
The problem for pollsters is that many people lump them in with their alter egos, telemarketers. Also, in this age of privacy concerns, some people just don't want to share their opinions with strangers, whether about a new toothpaste or a politician. And as more Americans seek peace in the evening, technology is helping them win the arms race with solicitors, to the dismay of the pollsters.
Respondents now have an array of call screening devices available to them to screen unwanted calls.
Peter Tuckle is a sociology professor at New York's Hunter College. He studies the effect that new technology has on telephone polling. Tuckle says more than two-thirds of households now have answering machines, and nearly half have caller ID, both of which can be used to screen out interlopers. Plus, says Tuckle, more than half of Americans now have cell phones.
And a small but growing proportion of cell phone owners use these devices exclusively. This is important because traditionally the numbers that are assigned to cell phones are not part of the sample frame used in telephone surveys.
And who would want to spend 20 expensive cell phone minutes answering poll questions anyway? Tuckle also notes the growth in more aggressive call screening devices coming on the market. For example,
the telezapper recognizes calls, incoming calls that have been dialed on an auto dialer. And many survey research companies, many telemarketers use auto dialing, and the telezapper automatically truncates the call.
Pollsters try to compensate for all these trends by calling back numerous times. But there seem to be more and more people who simply want to opt out. And that may be making political polls less able to answer the basic question, who's likely to win? Carlin Bowman studies the role of polling in politics at the American Enterprise Institute.
I worry that the polls are becoming a little bit like paper money in Argentina, a currency with less value than in the past.
Bowman says one problem is the news media's obsession with polls. She says surveys can still offer a lot of useful information about trends, but the media often report polls in a simplistic effort to predict the future.
There are some serious tensions between what the media requires and what public opinion polling can do well.
She says it's not entirely clear if particular groups of voters are being undercounted in polls due to declining phone participation. But there might have been a hint in the recent election when polls did not predict the Republican sweep that occurred. Sociologist Peter Tuckle of Hunter College has a theory about that, one he'd like to study more.
Many affluent respondents now screen their calls more than the typical American and refuse to be interviewed more than the typical American. If this is the case, then the argument could be made that in general, Republican Party strength is understated in the polls, and therefore there would be a sort of a systematic bias in polling results.
But there could be other groups undercounted as well. One way around the problems with telephone surveys is to instead poll willing participants on the internet. That's what Gordon Black's company, Harris Interactive, has started doing, and he contends it's more reliable.
We have 2.6 million households represented in the database that we use. There are people who agree to participate in the Harris poll online. And it, quite frankly, it's a pretty decent cross-section of the American public.
But if people know they're going to be polled, will they start paying more attention to politics than they might have normally? The one thing that's certain is that pollsters these days face the same dilemma as physicists. When you try to measure something, whether it's public opinion or subatomic particles, the measuring itself can affect the results. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.